President Clinton has not yet finished reshaping his cabinet for the second term. A question mark continues to hover over Attorney General Janet Reno. She's indicated she would like to stay, while the president has been noncommittal. Janet Reno remains in the public eye. Today, she made her debut as an advocate in the nation's highest court. NPR's Nina Totenberg was there.
It is something of a tradition for attorneys general to argue a case before the U.S. Supreme Court, though two of the last four have not, and on some occasions an attorney general may have preferred to have stayed away. Attorney General Richard Thornburg got hammered to pulp by the justices in his 10-minute oral argument some years ago, though in the end his side prevailed. And so today, all eyes were on Janet Reno, wearing a conservative black suit instead of the traditional morning coat with tails favored by some attorneys general. Reno delivered a solid B performance in the judgment of most court observers. But the case, which at first blush looked like a slam dunk for prosecutors, turned out to be more controversial than expected. The question at hand involved traffic stops and what rights passengers have when a vehicle in which they're riding is stopped for an alleged traffic violation. For 20 years, it's been established law that a policeman, in order to ensure his own safety, can order a driver out of a car at a traffic stop. But the courts in some 20 states have not permitted passengers to be ordered out. Today, in a test case from Maryland, Attorney General Reno argued that a policeman on the spot should have complete discretion to evaluate the situation and control the site. But even some of the court's most conservative members seemed dubious. Justice Scalia, supposing an officer stopped a bus for speeding, could he order everyone off the bus? Reno conceded a bus might be a more difficult case, but then went on to say that the police officer on the scene should have the discretion. A traffic stop, she said, presents a policeman with an unknown situation. He's approaching an unknown vehicle. He doesn't know what's in it. He can't see into the car from the patrol car. It may be dark. Justice Stevens, if a passenger is in a car and has a gun in his jacket, which is more dangerous, having him in the car or out of the car? Reno, there's no way to answer that question. Nor could she or any other lawyer who argued today tell the court if the states that do not give policemen this discretion actually have a problem when compared to the states that have allowed policemen to order passengers out. Reno was preceded by Maryland Attorney General Joseph Curran. Outside on the courthouse steps, Curran told reporters that allowing police total discretion at a traffic stop just makes sense.
If there's danger in the car, by getting the driver out, you don't erase the danger remains there with the passenger, so it just makes common sense.
Inside the courtroom today, Curran told the justices that thousands of police officers have been assaulted at traffic stops in the last decade and hundreds slain. Justice Scalia interrupted. Does that include people who were ordered out of the car? Wouldn't it have been safer to leave them in the car? Curran replied that leaving passengers in the car is the usual practice, but he contended police officers should have the discretion to decide which is preferable. Justice Ginsburg, could a passenger just say, I want out of here and get a cab and leave? Answer, no. He would have to get out of the car, show his hands, and step aside. Question, could he leave then? Answer, no. He would have to stay throughout the stop. Justice O'Connor, so you want the passenger detained? Chief Justice Rehnquist, what's the reason for that? Answer, the officer has to be able to control the stop. Justice O'Connor, there's a difference between a driver who's been stopped and a passenger where there's no suspicion of illegal driving. Justice Kennedy, it's not just physics, but privacy and dignity. We all know the police will take the language we write as far as possible, and I'm just concerned that you're going to have whole families required to stand there while the driver is lectured. Curran insisted, though, that the invasion of privacy for the passenger is minimal. Justice O'Connor, supposing there's a driving rainstorm and a mother and her baby are ordered out of the car for 20 or 30 minutes while the ticket is being checked and written, there's a real possibility of danger here. Or suppose a passenger is an older parent with dementia and he doesn't understand and just wanders away. What then, asked O'Connor? If he doesn't understand, shoot him? When the passenger's lawyer got up to argue, he didn't get a free ride either from the court. Justice Scalia wondered what would happen if a car was stopped and a passenger jumped out saying, thank God we've been stopped. This guy was speeding. Justice Souter observed drolly, you can tell what Justice Scalia's passengers are thinking. Now let's assume Justice Scalia has been stopped. Would a bright line rule allowing the officer discretion give him greater authority than he would have with other bystanders? Answer from passenger lawyer Byron Warnken. If the rule were only to require that the individual get out momentarily. Justice Stevens, that doesn't help the mother with a baby. Answer, the police should not have unfettered, standardless discretion. Justice Kennedy, so in your view, the passenger has the right to exit even if the officer doesn't want him to? Answer, yes. Justice Kennedy, that would seem to me to be much more dangerous to the officer. Justice Scalia, you portray the passenger as a wholly innocent person, but unless he's been kidnapped, he's gotten into the car voluntarily. Answer, but when you get in a car, you don't expect to be accountable for the driver. Chief Justice Rehnquist, who has himself been cited multiple times for speeding, maybe people would exert more influence over the driver if they were accountable. Justice Stevens, that's really what we want. More backseat drivers. A decision in the traffic stop case is expected by summer. I'm Nina Totenberg in Washington.